This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The COVID-19 vaccine supply in Milwaukee has improved to the point where Mayor Tom Barrett is urging eligible people to come and get a shot. He says folks could just walk up and get vaccinated yesterday at the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee, and he expects that status to continue there for a couple of days. Barrett says that's not all.
There are walk-ups available at North Division, at South Division. And so if we're going to defeat this, or I should say when we defeat this COVID-19 pandemic, it will be after we have hundreds of thousands of our residents vaccinated. So please join the fight.
Barrett says the federal agency FEMA will continue to be a big presence at the Wisconsin Center. City-run vaccinations at North and South Division high schools will continue through next week, then will switch to the Northwest Health Center and the Southside Health Center. Dr. Ben Weston of the Medical College of Wisconsin and Milwaukee County Emergency Management points to a recent national poll that showed 60% of people either have received the COVID-19 vaccine or want to get it as soon as possible.
And so considering that only a third of our county has received at least one dose, it would suggest that there's still many people out there in Milwaukee County who want to be vaccinated.
And that demand is good, says Weston, because he and other health officials say they continue to worry about a rising number of COVID-19 cases. The state of Wisconsin yesterday reported the highest number of new confirmed cases in a day in nearly 2 months, more than 1,000. Weston says he's especially concerned about the coronavirus variant known as B117 or the UK variant because it's more contagious and severe.
So to be clear, for those who are not vaccinated, this means that you are substantially more likely to become infected with COVID now through the same level of exposure as you would have had in the fall. And also to be clear, if you are infected with COVID now, you're substantially more likely to get severely ill, to get hospitalized, or to die.
Weston says the good news is all the vaccines available in the U.S. still seem to work well against that variant. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.